This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got the sense, talking to people who had spoken to Brady over the course of the last, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks, Mike, that Tom Brady heading back to Tampa was probably not something that was going to happen. I know they wanted him back. Just didn't seem like that was really in the cards for a variety of reasons. And then it was like, is he really going to play somewhere else? And by somewhere else, I mean somewhere besides Florida. His children are now in Florida, in the Miami area. I know he wants to be close to them. That is paramount to him. So was he really going to go to Las Vegas, to San Francisco, to Tennessee, somewhere else, and be away from his kids? That was really the discussion.
Ian Rappaport, Tennessee, ooh. What round pick are they in an upcoming WGR quarterback carousel draft? They probably were picked last year.
Probably. Weren't they, when he went to Tampa, weren't they, like, do you remember, like, all the trying to figure out, like, the clues? And I feel like Tennessee was a good guess for, like...
Rivers.
That was, oh, okay. That
maybe?
Was it.
Well, yeah. Maybe Brady, too, but I remember this, I guess I remember this from that long ago.
Okay.
That Philip Rivers maybe was going to go there after Indianapolis, and then he retired instead?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a time where Brady said something about some other team that was in it or something, or maybe he said something, I was never going to go there. Oh, wait, you're going to keep going with that bleeping guy.
Well, that one was... A great effort was made to try to figure out who he was talking about.
That's what I'm referring to. And I thought Tennessee was where a lot of people settled on that.
Well, there was also the possibility that it was Garoppolo. You're sticking with Jimmy Garoppolo. And right. Ryan Fitzpatrick. When Ryan Fitzpatrick was in Miami, because we knew that Brady wanted to go there, like, really? You're going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick over me? So there are those were a couple of... this is fun. This is like deep throat.
Yeah. And, Fitz... I don't know how well known this was then, but boy, Fitz this year on TV was pretty public about sort of having a problem with Brady for not shaking his hand after they beat him in 2011. Was that?
Yeah, doesn't like him.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
so. If that frostiness was there then him referring to Fitz that way would certainly fit.
Well, Brady is going to Fox. And Fox has the Super Bowl, so we'll almost definitely have him involved in this broadcast, which is not good. Like, it's not respectable to like, wait, I got to be careful how I word this. It's not respectable to like the idea of Tom Brady in the booth. Maybe? Is that going too far? Like, do I have to disown friends who think Tom Brady will be a good announcer? What do I say if he actually is? Because sometimes that happens. In fact, Greg Olson, like, Fox this year, they lose Buck and Aikman. I was not a fan, but still, like, they're kind of it's a big game.
It's
they're
big game
guys.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big game sound.
Yeah.
And so they leave, and I don't think they had anybody who was like a big game sound team. And so Greg Olson ends up as the number one color guy for Fox, which has the Super Bowl. And early in the season, I was putting it like this. Watching the lead Fox game, it's like no one is broadcasting this game. I don't hear any sort of, I'm not hearing anything funny, of course. I'm not hearing anything that interesting. Like, it just doesn't sound big. But Olson became a darling. I don't know what your opinion of him is. He was really good in these playoff games, I thought. Like, sharp. The way Romo was, not in the same way, but like Romo, the book on Romo is that he sort of stopped, he lost interest.
I thought he was garbage on Sunday.
Okay.
Romo. I thought he was horrendous on Sunday.
Anyway, well, you're seeing articles like that on him that it's just like he doesn't research like he used to, and
I don't think he knew about Burrowhead.
Yeah, I know you said that. Yeah,
maybe. I don't think I've said that until now. Oh. But it was evident that other people have probably said it. It was obvious at the end of the game that he had no idea what Travis Kelce was talking about.
Okay,
the way he reacted to Kelce saying that just seemed like, oh, we got Burrowhead now, like. Dude, it was a story all week. Anyway.
Bulldog, that kind of thing happens to me. But, like, you still are going to get, if that's correct, but you still, from Romo, you want to get those little, here's what's going to happen moments. And I don't remember any of that anymore. Like, that sort of stopped happening, right? Remember the big excitement about Tony Romo in the first year was he's, like, calling out what's going to happen on plays. And
yeah.
That kind of went away, I think.
I think a few things probably happened. Like, you know, he probably got smacked for that, and or maybe he did, and so like decided to like back off on it because he wanted to make, you know, everybody happy because you're in the club now. So maybe that happened, but yeah, the stories about him like just sort of showing up and not really doing the work anymore are out there this year. And so, you know, maybe it just got like, this is easy and I'm getting paid a lot and I don't have to really dig in and do the work anymore. And I think he sounded like that to me. So yeah, I mean, like we all miss stuff. But I don't know. I think at that chair, you should work to avoid missing things as obvious as everybody in the country talking about Burrowhead. Like, how do you miss that? You miss that if you're not paying attention at all to the run up to the game.
Yeah, I guess.
I think. I don't know how else you could possibly miss it. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, we were talking about Olsen.
Well,
I don't have a strong opinion. I've seen all the, you know, the writing that's been done about him being in this spot he's in. But I don't even have like a beginning of the year different opinion from later in the year. I think, you know, he didn't do anything that bothered me, but I also didn't feel like I was getting like something really great out of him either.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested in hearing him at the Super Bowl because I thought he made a lot of good observations here, and I'm seeing a lot of positive reviews for him, which is cool. And like Brady is moving in there, and I don't know, like I shouldn't assume, but is there any chance Tom Brady, who has never been interesting, will be interesting in this job? Like, everything is so forced and just, ugh. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I shouldn't assume he won't be good, but I'm not expecting it.
Neither am I. Neither am I. So.
Okay. You
know, and I don't know, what does that mean to Olsen? You know, like, does he just go back to being the number two crew at Fox? Or, you know, is there somebody waiting to jump on him and move him somewhere else? I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, the Sabres are home tonight to Carolina. Really exciting. There hasn't been a game since Saturday. There won't be another one because of the All-Star break and this little bye week thing that's structured into the NHL schedule until a week from Saturday. And it's a good opponent. And I said earlier that I had a would you take question for Bulldog that he might not like at all. But I'm still going to ask it because that's what we do here. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Would you take a 6-game first-round loss to Boston?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't be mad at the question if you're saying yes to it. The person who says yes to it can't be mad at the question.
Yeah. I want them to get in. And I'm not one who's going to worry about what happens when they get there, and if they lose to a team that's having, you know, borderline a historically great regular season, you know, okay, I'll take it. I'll take it as progress. I'll take it as them learning, you know, something maybe from those games they'll get to play, the intensity, and we all get to, like, you know, we get a couple of home games there, and we'll go six, maybe we get three. I would sign up for that, sure.
I have to say no. It's a loss to Boston. I got enough of those. I have enough playoff losses to Boston in my bag to sign up for another one, but it would be a great thing, of course, for the playoff drought to end, and then you can go into next year, you know, everybody will talk them up.
Yeah, it'd feel to me like it's not as long a drought as the Bills had, but I remember even like the day of the, you know, the run-up to the game, the day of the game, and even after the game, I wasn't that upset at all that they lost to Jacksonville 10-3 or whatever the hell that score was. It's like, to me, the story was this jubilation we got on New Year's Eve, and then the fans showing up in, like, tens of thousands of fans showing up in Jacksonville for that game. That was the story. And, you know, I know it was an NFL playoff game, but it, the result really didn't matter to me, and a Sabres playoff appearance at this point would feel the same way to me.
The Sabres
just get there.
The Sabres drought is worse than the Bills drought. Agree?
Yes.
It's definitely worse than the Bills drought.
It's a lot harder to not make the playoffs.
It's a lot harder. There's a lot more luck in hockey, and you've been gifted four top two picks in this era. And still haven't made it. Like, it's just incredible. Like, it really is sort of not necessarily the worst period of time for a team, like, or drought for a team ever in the NHL, but it arguably is in this era where, you know, I guess in the 70s or the 80s, almost every team makes the playoffs, and these days it's only half now, so they've cut into that a little bit. That part is comparable to football now, and it didn't used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, it's just, I'm ready for it to end. So is everybody. Should be a lot of energy in the building tonight for Carolina.
Yeah, I hope so. I meant to look earlier. I never got around to it just to see, like, what was available, like, as far as the secondary market or even, like, at the box office. The box office might be the better indicator. Like, are there seats or are they, you know, gone? Because they might be gone. They haven't played at home in a while, and they don't play at home, like you said, for a while. So, and they've been good. So maybe that trip they just had where they went 3-0-1 even got people to, like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna dive in. When do they play next? Oh, they only have this one game for, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go to that game then.
Just doing a quick search. There's one obstructed view seat. I see $6,600.
Are you sure that's not for
the
Super Bowl?
That's the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's actually okay. The Super Bowl. Tonight's game is probably less. And I don't think there are obstructed view seats in the arena.
I don't believe so.
Did you ever sit in them in the odd? I did.
Oh, yeah.
The Blues, where the monitor would hang down from the overhang of the oranges. And, like, so you could, because you couldn't see the scoreboard. So they'd have the monitor there so you could tell what the score was. How about that? That's a different era right there.
Right, the TV. I can remember the first time I got in there, and maybe I might have even noticed the TVs at some other time when I wasn't in those seats and thought, wow, that's got to be great. You get replays.
Yeah, no.
So the first time we sat in the upper Blues, I'm like thinking, we're going to get replays. Like, No, that's not.
You're going to get a black and white picture of the scoreboard all night, and the scoreboard doesn't have anything going on at all except the score.
Right. And it's probably pretty blurry.
It was definitely blurry. Just good enough so you could tell what the score was and the time. Right. That's just, it served its purpose. That was the purpose.
That's correct.
Entire purpose. All right. Pre-game at 6:30 with Paul. We've got lines open until then. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.